B'choros, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, 6-6, more on the reproductive system. Here we're focused on the testicles. So in the back of the animal, kind of between its hind legs, it has a scrotum, which is like a sack of skin, which has two pouches, two compartments, each called the kis, their kisim, and inside each compartment is meant to be one testicle. That's a beitza, or two beitzim. So if that is not done properly and not formed properly, that's a bal mum kavua. Says the Mishnah, ein lo beitzim. If the animal doesn't have two discrete pouches, each with its own separate testicle, that's considered a balmum. So it needs two separate pouches. O ein lo ela beitza achas. Or even if it has two separate pouches in that scrotum, but only one of them has a testicle, one, the testicle hasn't descended, so that is considered to be a balmum. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, im yesh lo shnei kisin, yesh lo shnei beitzim. Rabbi Shmuel says, no. If there are two discrete pouches visible in the scrotum, so that means that although one testicle is there, the other testicle just hasn't descended, but it will. And since it will, it's not considered to be a bal mum. Ein lo ela kis echad, ein lo ela beitza achas. However, if there's not two separate pouches in the scrotum, but there's one pouch, so then there's only one testicle, and the second one, if you don't see it, it won't descend. It's not going to come down. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva Omer, you got to check. Moshivo al akuzo, you have to get the animal to sit on its rump, umimaech, and you have to sort of like squeeze from the top of, like, essentially with the scrotum where it attaches to the body of the animal, and try to see if you can't feel there's not a testicle that's ready to descend. Im yesham beitza, if you do feel a testicle, so then sofa letzeis, it's going to come out and descend eventually, and therefore it's not a balmum kavua. If you don't find a testicle there, then you can treat it as a balmum kavua, and you can slaughter that animal outside the base of Mikdash and eat it. Maisa, this actually happened. Shemiech v'lo yatza. They followed Rabbi Kiva's instructions. They sat the animal down. They squeezed to get the second testicle out. They didn't find a second testicle. Therefore, they slaughtered it as a b'chor balmum. V'nishchat, after slaughtering it, v'nimtzes davuka b'ksalim. They found there actually was a second testicle. It just hadn't descended yet. It was attached to like the inside thigh of the animal. V'yitzer Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, okay, it's still mutter, because since it wouldn't come out, you couldn't feel it when you squeezed it because it was so high up. So it was never going to come out, and therefore it's a balmum kavua, and the discussion. Va'asar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, no, now that you discovered that there was a testicle there, it would have come down later on, and therefore it's not considered to be a balmum kavua, meaning you did nothing wrong by slaughtering it, but now that you found out that it hasn't, in fact, it had this testicle that just hadn't descended yet, which would come down later on, you have to treat it as a not a balmum, and therefore you have to bury it, not eat it. Halacha, however, follows Rabbi Akiva in this Mishnah, meaning you have to check if there's not a descended a testicle waiting to descend. If you feel it, then it's not a balmum. If you don't feel it, it is a balmum, and if you later on when you open it up, you find there is like a testicle high up there that you couldn't feel and couldn't squeeze out at all, then it's still permitted to eat this b'chor.